conversation than a me talk to you conversation, which I really don't like. But I think this is such an important conversation with resilience and how to find a yes. And most importantly, in my entire career, yes, I have been a CEO, a chief executive officer, but more importantly, I think I've been a CTO, a chief troublemaker officer, mainly because no one was going to give me a yes. I had to take the yes. I had to decide what I wanted yes to stand for and then say, I'm going to go for that, no matter what it takes. And I never had anyone really supporting me to help me get there. And so I'm so thrilled to host a conversation on resilience and how do you zig when others zag without permission. Because I can tell you, time and time again, I don't care what decade, what generation, and who the President of the United States is going to be, no one is going to make that bed for you except yourself. And so, to me, I believe in several things that have been guiding principles. Number one, I live with a no-regret policy. I never want to look back in life and say shoulda, woulda, coulda. Two, I have to own my own voice. I have to find my strength, discover it, and not hide it because I don't believe it will be recognized or rewarded. I had to follow my own heart my entire career. And one of the things that I talk a lot about are heartbeat moments. You can cognitively make decisions of choice, but when your heart goes ba-boom, 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 and it is pushing you in a certain direction, you've got to follow that heart, or else you know what will happen if you let your heart beat too fast and you don't control that. Number three, my favorite quote from Sarah Jessica Parker. Trying to be a man is a waste of a woman. Think about what I just said. We need the masculine and the feminine characteristics in leadership. But the second we conform or transform to the way that men lead, we become irrelevant. Our skill sets, our talent is so necessary in the talent pool. Don't hide it. Celebrate it. Showcase it. Stand out. And most importantly, Oscar Wilde says, be yourself because everyone else is taken. If we are all the same, you are completely unnecessary and you will be irrelevant faster than you can spell irrelevant. So I think these are pieces that you need to understand about yourself. And then the second thing, overall, know who you are, know where you want to go. Don't take no for an answer. There's always a yes. Find a solution. We all know those things. But most importantly, collaborate. Look what's happening in our industry today, and we're going to talk about that. It's we've been afraid to use our voice because of the reverberation, the repercussions that might happen if we share what really is going on. So I say now, stand up, but more importantly, stand together. We're all here with similar challenges, similar issues. We're not looking back and creating or recreating a wheel that didn't work. Let's break some goddamn rules and let's create some new ones that make sense for all of us to thrive in today's workplace. So with that, I would love to bring up some amazing conversationalists, and I call them conversationalists and not panelists because I don't believe in linear conversations. I think it's going to be kind of an authentic, unplugged, let's get right to it. Let's talk about things that might be taboo topics that we have been afraid to talk about. I'm telling you that when we hold hands and talk about it together, A, it's less scary. B, it's more fun. And C, we impact change. I say all the time that a woman alone, and in this audience we have plenty of men, a person alone has power. Collectively, we have impact. We can be anything we imagine. if we have that confidence in ourselves to own our own strength. Thank you.